Have you ever thought about what it takes to keep a country connected when your entire nation is scattered across 29 coral atolls in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a delivery that matters a whole lot more than your typical fleet announcement. Textron Aviation just handed over the first of two Cessna Sky Courier turboprops to Air Marshall Islands. And before you scroll past that as just another aircraft sale, let me put this in perspective for you. Air Marshall Islands is the national carrier for the Republic of the Marshall Islands. They're not running a hub and spoke operation out of some major metro area. They're connecting communities that literally cannot be reached any other way. We're talking about islands spread across roughly 750,000 square miles of open ocean, with runways that would make your average backcountry strip look like O'Hare. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about why the Sky Courier is an interesting pick for this mission. The Cessna 408, which is the Sky Courier's type designation, is a high-wing twin-engine turboprop built from the ground up as a utility aircraft. This is not a repurposed design. Textron started with a blank sheet specifically to fill a gap in the market for a rugged, simple, capable hauler. It's powered by two Pratt & Whitney PT6A-65SC engines, each putting out 1,300 shaft horsepower. That gives you a max cruise around 200 knots and a range that can stretch past 900 nautical miles depending on configuration. Here's what you need to know about why that matters for Air Marshall Islands. Their current fleet has been aging out. The distances between atolls vary wildly. Some short hops of 50 or 60 miles, others stretching well past 200. You need an airplane that can handle both without blinking. And you need it to operate off runways that are often short, unimproved, and surrounded by nothing but salt water. The Sky Courier was designed for exactly this kind of environment. High wing keeps the engines and props away from debris on unpaved surfaces. Fixed landing gear means simplicity and reliability. No retract mechanism to maintain, no gear-up landing risk, fewer hydraulic systems to worry about in a salt air environment where corrosion is a constant battle. The airframe is rated for operations from runways as short as 3,300 feet, which opens up a lot of those Pacific Island strips that longer, heavier aircraft simply cannot use. The airplane comes in two configurations. There's a freighter variant that can haul up to 6,000 pounds of cargo, and a passenger version seating up to 19. For Air Marshall Islands, this flexibility is critical. On one flight, you might be moving passengers between Majuro and Kwajalein. On the next, you could be hauling medical supplies, food, or mail to an outer atoll that hasn't had a delivery in days. Some of these communities depend entirely on air service for basic necessities. When your airplane is down for maintenance, people don't just miss a connecting flight. They don't get their medicine. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. This delivery represents a significant modernization for a carrier that has been making do with older, less capable equipment. The Dornier 228 has been a workhorse out there for years, but those airframes are getting long in the tooth, and parts availability is becoming a real challenge. The Sky Courier brings a modern cockpit with Garmin G1000 NXi avionics, which gives the crew synthetic vision, integrated weather, and terrain awareness. When you're flying low-level approaches over flat coral atolls in the middle of the Pacific, where weather can change in minutes and there's no precision approach infrastructure, that kind of situational awareness is not a luxury. It's survival equipment. Textron has been building momentum with the Sky Courier program since it entered service back in 2022. FedEx was the launch customer, which tells you something about the airplane's cargo credentials. But it's these regional and island carrier orders that really validate the design's versatility. Hinterland Aviation in Australia has been operating them. Several operators in the Caribbean are looking at the type. The common thread is airlines that need a tough, efficient airplane for short to medium routes in challenging environments. For those of you who fly general aviation, there's a broader point here worth paying attention to. The Sky Courier represents a bet by Textron that there is still a market for new-build purpose-designed utility turboprops. In an era where everyone is talking about electric propulsion and urban air mobility, Textron went ahead and certified a conventional twin turboprop, and it's selling. That tells you something about where the actual demand is in aviation right now. The world still needs airplanes that can carry meaningful loads into rough strips and harsh environments, and batteries are nowhere close to making that happen. This affects you if you're watching the used turboprop market as well. As new Sky Couriers enter service with operators like Air Marshall Islands, some of those older types they're replacing will eventually hit the secondary market. Dornier 228s, Shorts 360s, older caravans. Whether that depresses or supports prices depends on condition and total time, but it's a shift worth watching if you're in that segment. The second Sky Courier for Air Marshall Islands is expected to follow shortly. When both are operational, the carrier will have a more capable, more reliable backbone for connecting one of the most geographically dispersed nations on Earth. That story came from Aerotime, and it's one worth following as more Pacific and island carriers look at modernizing their fleets. You can find more from us at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, fly safe out there.